News Talk 1450 KFIZ. Welcome back in on a Friday. Spencer Wagon here with you as Final Act Today continues from the AirTech Heating Studios. And as we've been talking about the last 2 days now, it is now a year since the COVID-19 pandemic has started. Yesterday was, I guess, the day when everything started to change. We've shared our thoughts, or we heard thoughts from Final Act County Public Health Officer Kim Miller, also City Manager Joe Moore yesterday. And we're pleased to be joined by Catherine Virgos, the president of St. Agnes Hospital, to share her thoughts on what the last year has been like, especially from a healthcare perspective. And we know it's been a challenging year, but let's bring in Catherine to chat with us here this morning as we reflect on the year that has been with COVID-19. Catherine, thank you so much for joining us. How are you today?
I'm doing well, Spencer. Thank you for having me.
Well, let's rewind 366 days now, dating back to March 11th of last year. You know, it just kind of had that kind of ominous feeling. I know sitting here at the station, I've shared before, it's one of those few days that it was tough for me, being the news hound that I am, to keep up with everything that was going on with all the, you know, cancellations and postponements and just the news coming out about the first cases here in Fond du Lac County. But I want to hear from you from the healthcare perspective. As the president of St. Agnes Hospital, take us through kind of 1 year ago as we were about to dive headfirst into this unknown with the start of the pandemic. What was that like being in healthcare around this time 1 year ago?
So yeah, I remember clearly the moment when we heard about our first patient with COVID-19, and you know, we immediately created what we call our instant command, which is a structure in which you create a command center within healthcare to communicate and bring all of your leaders together. And so we activated that, and, you know, initially we were shocked because it was something that we were hearing about. You know, we heard about COVID-19. We were preparing for it, but we did not think that we would be one of the first communities in our country to be impacted. And so it was an initial surprise that, you know, we would be the first, one of the first. And so, you know, there was some uncertainty. There was some fear because, you know, here we have a patient and patients coming in with COVID-19, and we need to make sure that we are keeping our employees safe, other patients safe, and providing the highest quality care to the COVID-19 patients coming in. I would say it was just a time of, you know, quick thinking and using the communication structures that we put in place through our incident command structures in healthcare and testing those frequently, which, you know, they worked. They worked well, mm-hmm. and continue to work well. So, I look back and remember the initial kind of surprise, and then okay, here we go. Let's come together as a team and take care of this.
You alluded to some of these structures, then these plans that have been put in place. For the average person, obviously, we're all, you know, taken aback. Like, what's this virus that I have to worry about? I have to start staying home from work and different things like that. But from your perspective in healthcare, is this something that, you know, is prepared for? Is there a so-called playbook, a plan of action for a health crisis like this? How often was this practiced from your perspective for a potential situation down the road that eventually happened 1 year ago?
You know, the communication process and structure is what we practice. It's not necessarily the specific virus. So what was unique here was that it was a novel virus. It was a new virus and something we did not know much about. And so immediately we collaborated with public health, Kim Miller and her team, and also the CDC. The CDC came on site a few days after our first patient to talk with us about what we've done so far. And, you know, we're really impressed with the kind of infection prevention pieces we put in place immediately to make sure that we, you know, we're keeping everybody safe. So the structure I talk about in incident command is more of a communication structure, mm-hmm. and a logistics structure to help us respond quickly to emergencies. And I would say that, you know, it worked well. and continues to work well.
Let's talk about some of the operational changes that St. Agnes and Ignatian SSM had to make for the duration, I guess, of the pandemic. Can you kind of go through some of those changes that you had to shift to when it came to, you know, protocols for workers, for patients, for even guests? And I know guests were not allowed for quite some time, if I'm not mistaken. Can you kind of remind us of those, you know, those operational changes and how those evolved over the last year or so? And where do we stand today with some of those changes as we mark the 1 year, anniversary of the pandemic?
Yeah, so first and foremost, we needed to make sure that we had the proper personal protective equipment. You know, we were learning about the virus and what types of PPE, as we call it, or personal protective equipment, was effective against and protecting the staff and others from the virus. And so we immediately called upon our infection preventionists within healthcare, within our system, and then public health as well. So, you know, the N95 mask, it was initially thought to be, you know, the main thing that protected you from the virus. And those are masks that we have, but not by the hundreds. And so just really sourcing our supply chain and looking at what we need as far as PPE to have on hand. And again, we've learned things along the way as we've experienced, we meaning not only here at St. Agnes Hospital, but we as healthcare and through the CDC as far as what PPE is needed for different stages of the virus. So, that was our first and foremost. We needed to also turn places into negative pressure that weren't typically negative pressure. I mean, we turned our whole ER into a negative pressure area so that when patients came in, they would not be exposed. And it would also decrease the exposure to our staff as COVID-19 patients were coming in. You mentioned we needed to, put visitor restrictions for a long time. We were not allowing visitors in. That was a very difficult thing. And the main reason was to try to contain the spread of the virus, knowing that much of the spread is asymptomatic. And, you know, we had to cancel non-essential services. And so our own employees were being furloughed. Patients were not able to come in and, you know, get certain types of visits or surgeries or procedures. We pivoted many of our employees to working from home, those who are not directly patient-facing and don't necessarily need to be on-site at the hospital. We allowed them to work from home and balance. You know, at the same time, like you mentioned, there were other closures and schools were closing. So this allowed them to be present for their children at home as well. We did that as much as we could for our employees. And then the employee and patient and visitor screenings, you know, screening all of our employees who come into work for symptoms and temperatures and exposure. Same with our patients pre-admission, I should say. And now that we've opened back up pre-procedure, we do screening on all of our visitors. Now that we've let them back in to the building, we're screening our visitors. So just numerous operational changes that we needed to quickly put in place and continue to assess as we learned more about the virus.
We're looking back on 1 year of the COVID pandemic with Catherine Virgos, the president of St. Agnes Hospital here in Fond du Lac. And Catherine, I want to talk about the workers. You talked about the employees and, both the non-patient-facing and the patient-facing. We heard about over the last year those healthcare frontline workers, those frontline heroes that have taken this pandemic head on and right at the front lines of ground zero of all those different words you hear when you're talking about the pandemic. What can you say from the president's perspective about the work done by the employees of St. Agnes Hospital? We all heard about the healthcare heroes, but I think there's still a level of, you know, us that or level of understanding that we don't have, the average person doesn't have, of just the risk that those healthcare workers, doctors, nurses, whatever it may be, were doing or were putting themselves in, that line of protection that they were putting themselves in against us here at home. Can you speak to the work that they did over the last year and they've done and they continue to do as we roll through the pandemic here still?
You know, I would say the frontline healthcare providers here at St. Agnes Hospital have continued to inspire me. If you think back about you know, where we came from. We came from the Sisters of St. Agnes, who in, you know, when they first came about, they were on the front line of many communicable pandemics as well. And so I am amazed at the bravery, the courage, the compassion, the energy, the resilience, our frontline caregivers. They have been absolutely amazing. I mean, imagine having to come into work wearing the PPE that I described before, caring for patients who are really, really sick and some of them passing away, and the, you know, the grief that comes along with that and the stress that comes along with that, and showing up every single day for our patients and for one another. And it truly does inspire me as a healthcare leader and a member of this community. And they're what kept me going every day, because I was here to make sure that they had what they needed, and continue today to make sure they have what they need to care for our patients in our community. Now, people, once they were done here, needed to go home, and they were fearful of spreading it to their families and their, you know, their in their homes. And so, you know, imagine literally putting your life on the line every day and knowing that you could take things home to your family, and but still coming and still providing such compassionate care to our patients.
Catherine, last thing I wanted to ask, I talked to Kim Miller, as I mentioned, off the air, but we spoke with her on yesterday's program, and the question I wanted to ask you, a similar question I asked her, from the healthcare perspective, we're still obviously in the pandemic. We are more hopeful than ever before with all the good vaccine news and the vaccine distributions and the shots in arms, as they say, going out across the country. But from a healthcare perspective, what's the lasting message you want people to still have as we navigate our way still through the hopefully waning months of the pandemic?
You know, I want one of positivity. I want people to feel hope and feel, you know, feel like there is light at the end of this tunnel, but also to be cautious still. You know, there's still much, there's much unknown about the virus. There's much unknown about the vaccine as well still. And we're just learning, you know, how it's going to respond to other variants and how each individual person is going to respond, you know, as far as its effectiveness. And so, you know, I hope for a balance between being hopeful and being cautious, you know, continuing to be cautious and finding a balance so that we as a community can continue to heal mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually from this pandemic. But just ask that people continue to be careful until we really know more.
Very good. Catherine, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you so much.